Welcome back to WTKA's Playground. Heard every Sunday, usually 10 to 11. Today we're going to noon because the Lions have a Monday night game.
Yeah.
On that side of the board, it's Jacob Babbitt running the ones and twos. I am Josh Zinke, Matt Misler, Tony O. We're all here talking about Michigan moving to 3-0. Still undefeated, moving up, as there was a lot of upsets, as you said, in the top 25. But they keep moving up. And yes, they are not a perfect team, but guess what?
They're undefeated.
They're undefeated, and they're still moving up, and they're only going to get better. If you didn't know this, a lot of young guys. By the end of the season, this is going to be a very advanced group, and they're only going to get better from years building on. But, yes, so far we've had, what, three or four callers today, and everyone has pretty much cried and said what they need to fix. Guess what? You are right. But where are the positive fans? I want positive callers. 734-998-1050. If you can't be positive, I think what we should do is this dump button. It really works very well on people who want to whine and cry. And yes, it is not all on Wilton Spate. There are missed assignments stuff, but I'm not hearing any positive stuff. And if you can only speak positive about the defense, then don't only talk about the defense. Or, you know, Donovan Peoples-Jones. I didn't hear any caller say how great that was to see him return that.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone say that?
No,
no,
I
no
haven't
one
heard
did.
That. Yeah.
No, it's all about everything that we can't do. 1-for-10 in the red zone. Guess what? You think Harbaugh is going to go work on that, or you think he's going to – yeah, obviously Jim knows what he's doing. He's going to work on that because obviously it needs work. Yes, that's why you set up these games. You set up a Cincinnati and Air Force. But people who said, we're going to crush these guys 50-something, you didn't actually look at Air Force before that. And a lot of people want just believe in the hype train that obviously that we need to get rid of Wilton. We need to trade him. Can we do that? Is college football, can we trade this guy?
I don't think we can do it midseason.
We can only do it.
We might be able to do it at the end of the season. Not sure, though.
Because I know we traded, what, Shane Morris to Central?
Yeah, but we didn't get any compensation for it, though, unfortunately. We just got a little bit here and there. No compensation, though, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, let's talk about this running game that is horrible. We're a negative show now. We're Michigan fans. We're negative.
Yeah.
Ty Isaac, that bum, only 95 yards.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, 89 net because he was injured as well. 5.6 yards per carry. Is that all right? Is that good? Or should we just get rid of him?
Should have been 5.7.
5.7?
Should have been 5.7.
Tony, what did you think about Ty Isaac?
I thought Ty Isaac had a good game.
We traded for him a few years ago with USC.
Something like that.
No, I thought he had a good game. We mostly saw him running out to the edge, which we saw again last week against Cincinnati. As the callers pointed out, because we were being, blitzed and they were filling the box on every single play. But no, I thought he had a good game. I mean, like you guys said, 95 yards, that's a good game. I would have liked to see more Chris Evans, though. I thought Chris Evans, up until the fumble, I thought he was doing a pretty good job. I thought he sort of, I mean, most of those Air Force guys were comparatively smaller.
Yeah,
to
about
the,
100,
to
I think,
counterparts.
Yep, 100 and, pounds on the offense to Air Force's defense. Yep.
And so I thought Chris Evans actually has like a little bit of an edge there because he's sort of, smaller too. So he can kind of get through some of those holes. I thought he was doing a pretty good job up until the fumble.
Yeah, and I think that's why we saw less of him. As you said, Evans only 32 yards on 6 attempts, 30 net, because he did lose 2. 10 was his longest. But, yeah, that fumble, I think in Jim's system, you fumble, you're not going to see as many carries as he should. Higdon, 12 carries for 64 yards, did have the touchdown. 36 yards was his longest. So those other, I know someone's going to call and say, well, those other 11 carries only got 30-some yards. You know what? It's the overall. You're not going to get through every time. You get 3-4 yards per carry, and his 5.3. Should have been 5.4, Miz?
It could have been 5.31.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, could have got it up that much.
Because we're nitpicking, right?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
We're a nitpicking show right now.
Eddie McDoom, 2 attempts, 6 yards. Obviously, when he's going to get the ball, it's one of those jet sweeps for the most part.
Right.
Khalid Hill, 2-for-5, didn't score a touchdown. Does he have a home run yet?
I don't think so.
A touchdown?
He has not
scored?
No, I don't think he has scored this season.
So maybe it's because of the red zone, our offense. So should we, it's the line then, right?
Probably. I mean, I don't understand why he's not, I know that, what was it, Don was calling up, was trying to wonder why we haven't used, DJ Khalid Hill in the red zone or just in general more often. I don't know. Like I said at the top of the show, it's a new offensive scheme. It maybe it's just not there's not as much looks to the fullback anymore. I don't know. We'll just see how the season progresses. Be happy it's 3-0, though. But we're a negative show, though, right?
So Khalid Hill only has 4 attempts on the season, which is pretty low. I mean, I think it seems, you know, we mostly used him in the past at like goal line situations, yeah. And that's mm-hmm. where he was really effective. And I feel like we just haven't really had that many this year where we've been right down on like the 3-yard line or something
for him to punch it in. Jacob Babbitt, your thoughts on this running game as a whole and then individually?
I think maybe some people are frustrated, at least the way that they started the game yesterday. They came out and, you know, they were throwing the ball a lot with Wilton to start. And like you said, the size advantage up front, I think people wanted us to ground and pound most of the game, which, you know, it ended up leveling out eventually. But, you know, the struggles that we had in the, you know, scoring 9 points in the first half, I think people wanted to see more of the ground game because of, you know, the end result, almost 200 rushing yards yesterday. But that's just kind of my thing about it.
So let me ask you this, Babbitt, as you're the last guy to talk. Should we change to the triple option? Because obviously they got 218 yards. Should we change our offense? Because Wilton can't throw. And should we just go ahead and go triple option from now on? It worked.
Good. Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, that's one of the toughest things to run in, you know, in any level of football, honestly. It's such a rarity because you have to have such discipline, especially in college. And you got to have the right personnel for it. So that definitely would not fit into our scheme, I don't believe.
Okay, so that's we're going away from that. So, okay. Should we maybe schedule Morgan State? Or, you know, Rutgers later?
Probably.
Why get not? Those guys. Just go easy as can be.
Pay them a couple mil to come to Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
No big deal.
Bowling Green, put Bowling Green on the schedule, and then we can all talk about how still
should put Baylor on the
enough.
Schedule.
Baylor, yes.
Put Baylor on the schedule.
Did Baylor get a win yesterday?
No.
0-3.
0-3, and it doesn't look like they'll get a win until Kansas or Texas Tech are those only 2 wins they might have.
Once again, they need to fire Art Briles.
Again. All right. As far as the receiving, I know we talked about a little bit yesterday or earlier. Tariq Black, 5 for 55 before his injury. 24 was his longest. Peoples-Jones, 52 yards, 37 was the longest.
Yep. First receptions as a Wolverine, by the way, too.
Boom. And that's key. Obviously, I know people have been waiting to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zach Gentry, the former quarterback that may become a quarterback one day soon, 30 yards on his 1 reception. I thought that was great to go down the sideline the way he did. And then McDoom, 14 yards. Grant Perry, 12. And then Ty Isaac, 6, is the only 2 running back, as Antonio pointed out, of the season. Grant Perry could have done more. Maybe that's his dump-off guy. I really do think Grant Perry's that check down. That last check down, but only 12 yards, you know, overall. 13 was his longest. He lost 1 on 1 of the receptions.
Yeah.
Your guys' thoughts on the receiving, the young receivers, plus Grant Perry.
It's nice to see that Peoples-Jones finally got his first receptions. I know now people can kind of, you know.
Peoples.
A lot of Peoples-Joneses can, you know, kind of back down a little bit. You know, yes, he's finally got into the offensive scheme of things that had nothing to do with jet sweeps. He finally caught a couple of balls, you know. I thought he would have gotten to the end zone at least once this week, but you know, there's still time. It's still a young season,
right.
Just like him. Yeah, but I thought it was more of a reception more than a kickoff, than a punt return. But, I mean, it's good to see that Peoples-Jones finally got into the offense as far as a receiver. Tariq Black, you know, like I said, we'll find out come tomorrow what the injury situation is. It's good to see Zach Gentry, you know, obviously as well, getting into the receiving end of things at the tight end position. I know a lot of people are still wondering, where's Ian Bunting at? Still trying to figure that out. Maybe he's being more utilized as a blocking tight end as well. But Grant Perry, yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, especially in the past few weeks, Grant Perry has kind of been like a go-to, highly utilized wide receiver. We'll just have to see. If, you know, yesterday was just a fluke game, well, like I said, we'll see how it works out. We're 3-0. Let's just take that, you dig?
All right, Tony, your thoughts on the receiving corps?
Yesterday, I did not think it was a great game overall. There just weren't a lot of plays where they were a factor, it seemed like. Whether it's because most of the plays we were running the ball or because they just weren't getting open yesterday. And so I think, you know, that's something that we also need to fix with the offense. I mean, it's not just the offensive line. It's not just, you know, Wilton Spate. It's also the fact that, you know, he's throwing to, now, you know, they are all young. And so maybe in a couple more games they'll get some more experience and they'll sort of learn some tricks. But I don't know. It's a little worrisome right now.
And so my belief is that Don said that Harbaugh isn't holding back. He thinks that's BS. I don't. I think Jim only opens up the playbook as much as he needs to. Obviously, I think they work each week on certain opponents. Mm-hmm. And like the Cincinnati game, I think they open it a little bit more. Like, all right, we need to do more of this. Because they were trying to get Wilton worked out. And I felt with this game, since it was never really a problem, I thought they were doing what they needed to with Peoples-Jones with that return. It was kind of like, all right, just keep them at where they are. Let's keep them where they are. And the defense, go out there and do your thing. And we'll go ahead and get this W. And I think that they are holding back. Obviously, we won't know until it's a very close game or one of those bigger opponents comes in to see if there was something they were working on. Like last year, I really thought that Peppers, there was something else with Peppers. There was a package for him that we never even saw. There was something else that they had worked on that just never used throughout the whole year. And I can't say I ever went to a practice. I heard anything. You could tell there was something else that was there or you thought that they could have used, and it just never happened. And maybe they're going to save it and use it eventually in the bowl game. And because, yeah, what was just some sweeps this, that way, or some end arounds that they ever used them for. And I think there was something else there. And I think that there's something else there for some of these guys. And we just won't see it until there's a need for it.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a few of our next callers. We have some lines lit up. Right now, let's go to Gary in Ann Arbor. Gary, talk to me.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Show. First of all, let me say something positive. That's what you wanted.
That's what I want, yes.
And I truly believe this. Spate did play a better game. He was a little more consistent. It wasn't overwhelming, but it was better. And all credit to him, there were two drop passes by the receivers, and the throws were pretty good throws. So I do give him higher marks, probably a B-. I'm going to defend our callers. Look, you guys are on the air to field the calls. They were all great calls with constructive criticism. They weren't overwhelming. They may have been negative in tone.
Thank you, Gary, for calling in. Yeah, so my thing is running the show, and yes, not all of those were great callers. They weren't. My show. All right, let's keep moving on. Let's go to Troy in Lincoln Park, which is always a treat. Troy?
Well, I'll be positive on the defensive side and on special teams.
Thank you.
Those two. But when I call this show, I want to see them win. I want to see them succeed, but you cannot defend the type of football they're playing on offense, because when they play better talented teams, Ohio State, Penn State.
Right, we all know that. We know that. They're working on that. They will get there. And if they not, guess what? You're still a fan and still be a fan. Now give me some defense love.
I mean, that's fine. But when they score 9 points in the Air Force, I pay my money. I can't boo. I mean, come on, man.
All right, well, there we go. That's our callers for today. Thanks very much for calling in. That is it. We're done with our callers. Now let's go to our next break. When we come back, we're going to actually talk about that defense that everyone loves. You're listening to The Playground.